请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Tom likes apples.
汤姆喜欢苹果。
He eats an apple every day.
他每天吃一个苹果。
Anna loves bananas and carrots.
安娜喜欢香蕉和胡萝卜。
She eats healthy food.
她吃健康的食物。
Healthy food helps kids grow strong.
健康的食物帮助孩子们健康成长。
John does not like vegetables.
约翰不喜欢蔬菜。
His mother tells him to try broccoli.
他的妈妈告诉他试试西兰花。
John takes a small piece.
约翰拿了一小块。
He feels happy after eating it.
他吃完后感到快乐。
Fruits give energy.
水果提供能量。
Mary eats a red apple.
玛丽吃一个红苹果。
She also drinks water.
她也喝水。
Drinking water keeps you healthy.
饮用水使你保持健康。
Kids can play and run fast.
孩子们可以玩耍和快速跑步。
Eating vegetables is good for you.
吃蔬菜对你有好处。
Parents buy fruits and vegetables for their children.
父母为他们的孩子购买水果和蔬菜。
Healthy foods make kids happy and strong.
健康的食物使孩子们快乐且强壮。
The ballerina walked silently through the dark streets.
芭蕾舞演员静静地穿过黑暗的街道。
She had a secret mission to find the target.
她有一个秘密任务去寻找目标。
Her name was Anna, a skilled assassin.
她的名字是安娜，一位熟练的刺客。
She moved quickly and carefully to avoid attention.
她快速且小心地移动，以避免引起注意。
At midnight, she reached the building where her target stayed.
在午夜时分，她到达了她的目标所在的建筑。
Anna looked in through the window quietly.
安娜悄悄地透过窗户看了进去。
She saw the target sitting with a guard beside him.
她看到坐在旁边有一个警卫的目标。
Anna waited for the guard to leave the room.
安娜等待守卫离开房间。
When the coast was clear, she entered the room silently.
海岸清晰时，她安静地走进了房间。
The target did not hear her approach.
目标没有听到她的接近。
Anna moved closer and raised her knife.
安娜走近并举起了她的刀。
Suddenly, the target turned around quickly.
突然，目标迅速转身。
Anna acted fast and pushed him out the door.
安娜动作迅速，把他推出了门外。
She closed the door quietly and locked it behind her.
她悄悄地关上了门，并把门锁在了身后。
Anna ran down the stairs and out of the building.
安娜跑下楼梯，走出大楼。
She disappeared into the night quickly and without noise.
她迅速地无声无息地消失在夜晚中。
The mission was successful and Anna was safe.
任务成功了。安娜很安全。
She knew the city well, so she found a safe place to rest.
她很了解这座城市，所以她找到了一个安全的地方休息。
Anna sat down and thought about her next move.
安娜坐下，思考她的下一步行动。
She was ready for the challenges ahead.
她已准备好迎接未来的挑战。
Anna's mission had just begun.
安娜的任务刚刚开始。
The tennis match between Bublik and Sinner was highly anticipated by fans.
布布利克和希纳之间的网球比赛备受球迷期待。
Bublik started the first set with strong serves and quick movements.
布布利克以强劲的发球和快速的动作开始了第一盘。
Sinner struggled a bit but managed to win a few points.
醉人挣扎了一下，但设法赢得了几个分数。
The crowd cheered loudly whenever Bublik scored.
每当布布利克得分时，人群都大声欢呼。
In the second set, Sinner returned stronger and more confident.
在第二盘中，希纳尔以更强壮和更自信的状态回归。
He won several points in a row, surprising Bublik.
他连续赢得了几个分数，让 Bublik 感到惊讶。
Bublik did not give up and fought back with great determination.
布布利克没有放弃，并带着强大的决心反击。
The match became more exciting as both players showed excellent skills.
比赛变得更加激动人心，因为双方选手都展示了出色的技巧。
Sinner served an ace to win the critical point.
醉人发出了制胜一球，赢得了关键分数。
Bublik remained calm and carefully planned his next move.
布布利克保持冷静，仔细地计划了他接下来的行动。
The third set was a test of endurance for both opponents.
第三局是一场对两名对手耐力的考验。
They exchanged long rallies, making the crowd on the edge of their seats.
他们进行了长时间的回合，使人群坐在座位的边缘。
At one point, Bublik had a match point but failed to convert it.
在某一时刻，布布利克拥有赛点，但未能转化。
Sinner took advantage of the opportunity and leveled the score.
罪人利用了机会，并将比分扳平。
The final game was intense and full of remarkable shots.
最后的比赛激烈且充满了非凡的射门。
Bublik tried a risky serve, surprising everyone.
布布利克尝试了一个冒险的发球，让所有人感到惊讶。
However, Sinner returned it with a powerful forehand winner.
然而，辛纳用一个强有力的正手制胜球回击了他。
The crowd erupted in applause as Sinner won the match.
观众爆发出掌声，辛纳赢得了比赛。
Both players showed respect and embraced after the tough competition.
两名选手都表示了尊重，并在艰难的比赛后拥抱了对方。
The tennis showdown between Bublik and Sinner will be remembered for years.
布布利克和希纳之间的网球对决将被铭记多年。
Mom Kamishiraishi was known primarily as a talented actress in Japan.
蒙娜·尚白石主要作为一位有才华的女演员在日本被人所知。
However, she had never expected to host a major international event, especially one focused on Korean cinema.
然而，她从未预料到会主办一场重要的国际活动，尤其是专注于韩国电影的活动。
The invitation came as a complete surprise during a routine press meeting.
邀请在一次例行的新闻发布会期间，作为一个完全的惊喜到来。
Organizers believed her charm and eloquence would engage the audience effectively.
组织者相信她的魅力和口才会有效地吸引观众。
Despite initial nervousness, Moon accepted the role with grace and enthusiasm.
尽管最初紧张，莫内还是优雅而热情地接受了这个角色。
She spent days preparing by researching Korean films and the filmmakers involved.
她花了好几天准备，通过研究韩国电影和相关的电影制作人。
Her dedication impressed not only the organizers but also the international press.
她的奉献不仅给组织者留下了深刻印象，也给国际媒体留下了深刻印象。
The event was held in Seoul, attracting a vibrant and diverse crowd.
在首尔举办的活动吸引了一群充满活力且多样化的人群。
As she walked on stage, a hush fell over the audience, eager to hear her speak.
当她走上舞台时，观众中弥漫着一片寂静，他们渴望听她讲话。
Moon began with a warm greeting in both Japanese and Korean, surprising many attendees.
莫奈以热情的问候开始，用日语和韩语，令许多与会者感到惊讶。
Her knowledge of Korean culture and cinema deepened the appreciation of her hosting skills.
她对韩国文化和电影的了解，加深了对她主持技能的欣赏。
Throughout the evening, she introduced films with insightful commentary and personal anecdotes.
整晚，她介绍了带有深刻评论和个人轶事的电影。
Her genuine passion for storytelling resonated with the audience and critics alike.
她对讲故事的真诚热情与观众和评论家产生了共鸣。
By the end, many had forgotten she was primarily an actress, not a professional host.
到最后，许多人忘记了她主要是一名女演员，而非专业主持人。
The event concluded with a standing ovation for Moon's unexpected but charming performance.
活动在为莫妮的意外但迷人的表演而起立鼓掌中结束。
Following the event, her social media was flooded with praise from fans and industry professionals alike.
事件之后，她的社交媒体被粉丝和行业专业人士的赞扬淹没。
Many expressed hope to see her host more international events in the future.
许多人表达了希望看到她在未来主办更多国际活动。
Moon herself felt humbled but excited by the positive response.
Moon 自己感到谦卑，但对积极的反应感到兴奋。
This experience opened new doors for her career beyond acting.
这段经历为她的演艺事业开启了新的大门。
Future transportation is poised to undergo revolutionary changes driven by groundbreaking technologies.
未来的交通运输正准备经历由创新技术驱动的革命性变革。
One of the most promising advancements is the widespread adoption of autonomous vehicles, which can drastically reduce accidents caused by human error.
最有前途的进展之一是对自动驾驶车辆的广泛采用，这些车辆可以大幅减少由人为错误引起的事故。
Electric propulsion systems are simultaneously reducing carbon emissions, supporting global efforts towards environmental sustainability.
电动推进系统同时减少碳排放，支持全球环境可持续发展的努力。
In urban centers, integrated smart traffic systems utilize AI and data analytics to optimize flow and decrease congestion in real time.
在城市中心，集成的智能交通系统利用人工智能和数据分析来优化流量，并实时减少拥堵。
Moreover, the rise of electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicles, EVTOLs, promises to alleviate traffic bottlenecks by offering airborne alternatives.
此外，电动垂直起降飞行器 EVTOLs 的兴起承诺通过提供空中替代方案来缓解交通瓶颈。
Simultaneously, Hyperloop technology aims to connect cities through near vacuum tubes, achieving unparalleled speeds with minimal environmental impact.
与此同时，超级高铁技术旨在通过近真空管连接城市，以最小的环境影响实现无与伦比的速度。
The implementation of renewable energy sources directly into transport infrastructure will further reduce dependence on fossil fuels.
可再生能源直接纳入交通基础设施的实施将进一步减少对化石燃料的依赖。
Additionally, integrating IoT devices into vehicles allows for predictive maintenance, significantly enhancing safety and reliability.
此外，将物联网设备集成到车辆中允许进行预测性维护，显著提升安全性和可靠性。
Urban planners are increasingly employing multimodal transportation models to create seamless transit experiences across diverse travel options.
城市规划师正在日益采用多模式交通模型，以创造无缝的交通体验，涵盖各种多样的出行选择。
These models emphasize connectivity and convenience, prioritizing user experience while reducing travel times.
这些模型强调连接性和便利性，优先考虑用户体验，同时减少旅行时间。
Furthermore, advances in battery technology are increasing vehicle range and decreasing charging times, mitigating range anxiety among users.
此外，电池技术的进步正在增加车辆的续航里程，并减少充电时间，减轻用户的续航焦虑。
Artificial intelligence also facilitates dynamic route planning, adapting to real-time traffic conditions and personalized preferences.
人工智能还促进了动态路线规划，适应实时交通状况和个性化偏好。
As vehicle-to-everything, V2X, communication expands, the interaction between automobiles, infrastructure, and even pedestrians will become seamless and safer.
随着车对一切 VRX, 通信的扩展，汽车、基础设施甚至行人之间的互动将变得无缝且更安全。
The advent of shared mobility platforms is reshaping how people access transport services, emphasizing flexibility and affordability.
共享出行平台的出现正在重新塑造人们如何获得运输服务，强调灵活性和可负担性。
Cryptocurrency-based micropayments are being explored to streamline fare systems, enhancing user convenience and system transparency.
基于加密货币的微支付正在被探索，以简化票价系统，提升用户便利性和系统透明度。
In rural areas, drone delivery systems are improving logistical efficiency, allowing remote communities better access to essential goods.
在农村地区，无人机配送系统正在提高物流效率，允许偏远社区更好地获得必需品。
Social acceptance and regulatory frameworks remain critical factors influencing the pace at which these transformative technologies are adopted.
社会接受度和监管框架仍然是影响这些变革性技术被采用速度的关键因素。
Training skilled professionals to manage and maintain sophisticated transportation systems is equally important to ensure successful implementation.
培训熟练专业人员管理和维护复杂的交通系统同样重要，以确保成功实施。
Ultimately, the convergence of these innovations will create a more efficient, sustainable, and user-centered transportation ecosystem.
最终，这些创新的融合将创造一个更高效、可持续且以用户为中心的交通生态系统。
In an era dominated by digital technology, society has undergone profound transformations.
在数字技术主导的时代，社会经历了深刻的变革。
The integration of the internet into daily life has revolutionized communication patterns across all demographics.
互联网融入日常生活，彻底改变了所有群体的沟通模式。
Social media platforms, in particular, have created unprecedented opportunities and challenges for human interaction.
社交媒体平台，特别是，为人类互动创造了前所未有的机会和挑战。
Digitalization has not only influenced how individuals connect but has also redefined socio-cultural dynamics globally.
数字化不仅影响了个人的连接方式，还重新定义了全球的社会文化动态。
The virtual realm creates spaces where identities can be performed and negotiated beyond physical constraints.
虚拟领域创造了身份可以超越物理限制进行表现和协商的空间。
However, this digital shift also engenders issues such as privacy erosion and misinformation spread.
然而，这种数字化转变也带来了诸如隐私侵蚀和虚假信息传播等问题。
The rapid pace of innovation frequently outstrips regulatory frameworks, creating a vacuum in accountability.
创新的快速步伐经常超越监管框架，导致责任上的真空。
This absence challenges traditional governance models and demands new interdisciplinary approaches.
这种缺席挑战了传统的治理模式，并要求新的跨学科方法。
Academic discourse now interrogates how datafication shapes social norms, power relations, and individual autonomy.
学术话语现在审视数据化如何塑造社会规范、权力关系和个人自主性。
The commodification of personal information raises ethical dilemmas that transcend conventional privacy concerns.
个人信息的商品化引发了超越传统隐私关注的伦理困境。
Moreover, digital divides perpetuate inequality, as access to technology often reflects existing socioeconomic disparities.
此外，数字鸿沟助长不平等，因为对技术的访问往往反映现存的社会经济差距。
The democratizing potential of the internet is simultaneously challenged by echo chambers and algorithmic biases.
互联网的民主化潜力同时受到回声室和算法偏见的挑战。
Consequently, digital sociology must scrutinize the dialectic between technological advancement and societal repercussions.
因此，数字社会学必须审视技术进步与社会后果之间的辩证关系。
It requires a nuanced understanding of complex human behaviors mediated through digital interfaces.
它需要对通过数字界面调节的复杂人类行为有细致的理解。
Researchers employ ethnographic methods alongside big data analytics to capture these multifaceted phenomena.
研究人员采用民族志方法和大数据分析相结合，以捕捉这些多方面的现象。
This synthesis facilitates holistic insights into the interplay between technology, culture, and identity.
该综合体促进了对技术、文化和身份之间相互作用的全面洞察。
Ultimately, understanding these dynamics is crucial to navigating challenges and leveraging opportunities in the digital age.
最终，理解这些动态对于应对挑战和利用数字时代的机会至关重要。
Society's ongoing digital metamorphosis demands continuous reflection and adaptive responses from all stakeholders.
社会持续的数字化转型要求所有利益相关者持续反思和适应性回应。
Only by critically engaging with these transformations can humanity ensure equitable and meaningful integration of technology in social life.
只有通过批判性的参与这些转型，人类才能确保技术在社会生活中的公平且有意义的整合。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。